Hey, Mindy here, and if you like Two What's in a Wow and want to host your own version of the show with your friends and family, the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook can help you do just that. It's full of wow facts, rounds of the game, and scientific challenges. All you need to do is come up with some fabulous invisible prizes for your winners. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available now wherever books are sold. And while you're at it, you can now pre-order our new Wow in the World book, The How and Wow of the Human Body, from your tongue to your toes and all the guts in between. It doesn't come out until March 2nd, but you can pre-order now. For more info, just visit tinkercast.com/shop. That's tinkercast.com/shop. That's it. Thank you so much for your support. Now please enjoy this brand new episode of Wow in the World.
Proceeded 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportions.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world.
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 With Brian and Mindy.
No, it's my boo-boo beanie bopper.
No, G-Force, it's my boo-boo beanie bopper.
No, it's my boo-boo beanie bopper fingerling.
It's my boo-boo beanie
it's
bopper.
It's my boo-boo beanie bopper.
It's mine.
No, it's mine.
No, it's mine.
Mindy!
Okay, we are just going to stop this right now. Boo-boo beanie boppers are tearing this neighborhood apart.
But I had it first.
Yeah, it's just a big-eyed toy animal stuffed with beans.
It was a gift. She gave it to me.
And when somebody gives you a gift, you give it back.
Nope, that's not how it works. Now, I think we all just need to calm down, find a way to resolve this once and for all. I know. Here, Thomas Fingerling.
Yeah?
I would like you to say one nice thing about Grandma G-Force.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Just one nice thing?
One nice thing. Like a compliment.
Okay, let me think.
I'm waiting.
G-Force, my favorite thing about you is that you'll always be older than me.
Say what?
Okay, well, that was more of an observation of fact than a compliment.
Oh, you think I'm older than you, Fingerling?
Oh, I'm sorry, G-Force. What I meant to say was, you're so old, your telephone number is 1.
Oh, snap.
Okay, that is the opposite of a compliment. Why don't you try this again? Maybe say something about how lovely she is.
Oh, sure.
I'm waiting.
G-Force, when I think of you, I think of the wonderful smell of burnt popcorn. What?
You know, why don't we try this the other way around? Grandma G-Force, I would like you to say one nice thing about Thomas Fingerling.
Okay. Now watch and learn, Fingerling.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Fingerling, your knuckles are so loud, they set off the ding-dang tornado sirens.
And I'm proud of it. Ha!
We're done it now, Fingerling.
False alarm, everyone. Thomas Fingerling was just...
Mindy, what's going on out here?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. I was just practicing my mediation skills.
Your mediation skills?
Yeah, you know, getting in the middle of an argument between two people to try to help them resolve it.
G-Force, you're so old, your birth certificate says expired.
Yeah, well, you're so old, Fingerling, that when you were in school, you had to ride a dinosaur to get there.
Oh, I did not ride a dinosaur. It was a woolly mammoth, and his name was Ted.
And how's it going?
Great!
Tar Pit, he'd still be here.
Tar Pit, my patoot.
I guess I just don't understand why you'd want to even get involved with that, Mindy. I mean, they've been acting this way with each other for, what, 100 years?
Give or take. I just want them to understand that they are the same species, you know? Team Homo sapiens. And instead, they're acting like a couple of slow lorises.
What's a loris?
A slow loris, Guy Raz.
Uh-huh.
It's a primate.
A primate?
Yeah, you know, like lemurs, monkeys, apes, us.
Excuse me. Yes, hello? Over here, it's me, Dennis.
Dennis?
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation while using my long-range audio recorder.
Dennis!
A slow loris is a small primate that lives in South Asia and is generally considered to be very cute. In fact, the boo-boo beanie bopper that Grandma G-Force and Mr. Fingerling are fighting over is a slow loris.
Boo-bop beanies? What is anyone here talking about?
Boo-boo beanie boppers, Guy. It was a whole craze. Just wait. I'll go get some of my collection and bring them over.
What? What in the...
What Dennis is trying to tell you, Guy Raz, is that slow lorises are considered by some to be the cutest animal in the whole animal kingdom. So cute, in fact, that they look like actual stuffed animals.
Like this boo-boo beanie bopper?
Mine!
Get out of here, Fingerling, get!
Ow.
Well, I'll need to see one of these slow lorises for myself, then.
Well, just go ahead and zoodle them up on your Guy Phone 12.
Okay, S-L-O-W-L-O-R-I-S's. Mindy, they're little round furry heads. They're pudgy melon-shaped bodies. They're big round eyes. They're teeny tiny mouths and button noses. Here, take it away. I can't keep looking.
Okay, I'm back. Woo! Here you go, Guy. Boo boo beanie boppers.
What in the...
What happened to them, Dennis?
Oh, well, they gave me severe cute aggression, so I may have ripped the heads off a few of them in a joy-filled rage.
What?
Dennis, those could have been worth a lot of money. Millions, even. Every collector of boo-boo beanie boppers knows that.
I'm well aware, Mindy. I just couldn't help it. Look how cute they are. Were. I guess I'll never retire now.
Retire? Do you even have a job, Dennis?
Of course I have a job. I'm static man. I mean, I'm an unpaid intern for an internet company called Static Management. Yeah, Static Management.
Uh-huh.
And I have to go now, suddenly, because I have a work meeting thing with my supervisor, Chad. Bye!
Anywho, as I was saying, slow lorises are cute enough to bring on some major cute aggression. But that's nothing compared to the aggression they have for each other.
Aggression? How could something so adorable be aggressive?
Oh, well, I could tell you.
Yes?
But I'd rather show you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Reg! Over here! Think you could give us a ride to Indonesia?
Indonesia?
Yeah, it's a country located off the coast of Southeast Asia.
I know what Indonesia is.
That's right, Reggie. It's right there in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Think you could give us a ride? For a price? You only accept boo-boo beanie boppers as payment? Wow, these things are really bringing out the bonker balls in everyone these days.
Okay, oh, here's a bag of headless boopy doop animals. We'll pay you the rest later. Can we go now?
Yes, I knew we could count on you, Reg. I'm just gonna hop on here first. There we go. Guy Raz, I'm gonna pull you up on the count of three. Ready?
Okay.
Three! Ah! Oof. And here we go!
Mindy!
I think that was a gum tree we just smashed.
Thanks for the ride, Reggie.
Okay, now it's pretty dark out here in the wild. I think we're going to need some night vision goggles. Let me just check my adventure toolkit here. A stick of butter, nope. Spare tires, maybe later. Let's see here.
Mindy, please, no cats.
What? I don't have cats in my adventure toolkit, Guy Raz. But I've got this boo-boo beanie bopper kitten. With karate scratch action. Look, it hisses when you boop its nose.
What?
Here they are, night vision goggles. A pair for you, Guy Raz, and a pair for you, Reggie, and a pair for me, Mindy. Now, just put them on and power them up.
Mindy, turn around. You're blinding me.
Oops. There! Now we can all see in the dark!
These aren't night vision goggles, Mindy. These are halogen stadium lights strapped to our faces.
I know! Aren't they great? I invented them myself. And I used the dimming knobs from your formal dining room in your micro house. They help to control the intensity.
What? Mindy, you stole my light switches?
No, I borrowed your dimming knobs, Guy Raz. And if the glasses are a little too bright, you can just use the knobs to turn them down a little.
Okay, but when we get back, if we ever make it back, you have to promise to reinstall these dimmers in my micro house, okay?
Now, first things first, I want everyone to creep very quietly as we go in search for the slow lorises in this forest. We should be able to find some up in the trees. Hey, slow lorises!
Do you think they're all sleeping, Mindy?
Oh, definitely not. Slow lorises are actually nocturnal.
Oh, which means they sleep all day.
And party all night. Oh, yeah. Slap me a wing, Reg. Give me five. Thank you. We also want to be careful not to spook them as they've got it pretty rough already. You know, they are a super endangered species.
Endangered species? Meaning that they're at risk of going extinct?
You know it, Guy Raz. When it comes to slow lorises, it turns out that they've got two big enemies. The first one being humans who capture them and then sell them to other humans for pets. Super against the law, by the way.
You mean people who want to own a real, live, bloopity, beanie, boopinol or whatever?
Yeah, something like that. But their other enemy is the one that has had scientists majorly perplexed for years. And that enemy is slow lorises themselves.
What was that?
You see, Guy Raz, this primate conservationist named Anna Nicaris gathered her team of researchers from Oxford Brookes University in the UK and set out to solve a slow loris scientific mystery.
The mystery of how an animal species could be its own worst enemy?
Precisely. How one of the most adorable animals in the entire animal kingdom could possibly turn on its own.
Does this involve cute aggression, Mindy?
Well, it involves aggression, all right, but I wouldn't call it cute.
Look, Mindy, over there.
Look where?
Over there. Do you see what I see?
Not unless I'm wearing your glasses. Here, let me put them on for a sec.
Bah! Mindy, stop. Leave my glasses on my face. You can see the same things I can see without them.
Guy Raz! It's a slow loris!
I know it's a slow loris. That's what I've been trying to show you. And look.
Pudgy little fuzzy body. Tiny button nose. Giant flying saucer eyes. Sharp venomous fangs.
What?
Come on, let's creep closer. Creep, 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 creep.
Did you say venomous fangs, Mindy?
Oh, yeah. Did I forget to mention that?
I think I would have remembered if you told me we were going off in search of a venomous... Wait. The slow loris is a primate, and primates are mammals, and mammals are not exactly known as venomous creatures.
Well, that's mostly true, but there are exceptions to the rule.
Of course, you're right. Vampire bats are mammals, and they're famous for their venomous bite.
Yep, and the platypus also has venomous abilities. So do two types of shrew and those insectivorous mammals, the solenodon, and, of course, the slow loris.
So you're saying that there are only six species of mammal that are venomous, and one of them looks like the living stuffed animal that's staring at us right now?
Uh-huh.
Look, look, Mindy. He's got your bamboozled bopping boo-boo kitten. It must have fallen out of your adventure toolkit.
Hey there, little buddy. Hi. We come in. We are just here to watch you do your thing. So just pretend like we're not even here, okay?
So, Mindy, exactly how venomous is his bite?
Oh, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, I'd say, 50?
What?
I mean, according to the researchers, the slow loris's venomous bite is extremely toxic, incredibly painful, and ghastly enough to cause its victim to lose an eye, part of its scalp, or even half its face. But look how cute he is!
Mindy, are you saying?
Yeah, this little buddy's got a flesh-eating bite. Don't you, little pal? Don't you, good little friend?
But why? Especially since it primarily only uses it on other slow lorises.
Well, that's what Dr. Nicaris and her team wanted to find out. So they conducted a short 8-year experiment.
I don't know if I'd call 8 years a short experiment.
And for this experiment, starting in 2012, they temporarily captured 82 slow lorises, gave them all tracking collars, and then released them back into the wild in a 2-square-mile patch of forest.
Okay.
And then they studied them for 7,000 hours over 8 years.
Sheesh, anything for science.
And during that time period, they would occasionally recapture them for closer health examinations.
Sort of like an annual checkup with the doctor.
Exactoritos.
Huh. And what did they find?
Well, at the end of the 8 years, when Dr. Nicaris looked back on all of their yearly health checkups, she found that out of the 82 slow lorises, 20%, or around 16 of them, had fresh, open bite marks.
Ooh, ow.
And some of those bite marks, whew, you don't even want to know.
You're right. I really don't think I want to know. You can spare me the details.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you. Some of the bite wounds were so bad that the venom caused the slow loris to lose ears, toes, other body parts.
I said I did not need the details.
The researchers also found that the males were bitten bitten more often than the females.
Well, that's interesting. And how do we know these bites weren't the result of another predator, like a snake or an orangutan?
Oh, so according to the researchers, only one slow loris during this whole 8-year time period was lost to a predator, and that predator was a feral dog.
So if the slow lorises weren't fighting off predators...
Yep, they were fighting off each other. The researchers concluded that slow lorises are extremely territorial, especially when there's not enough of the thing they want.
Huh. So if another slow loris treads on the wrong turf or competes for the wrong mate, well, I guess that's when the venomous fangs come out. And the slow lorises use that venom to settle their arguments.
Uh-huh. A pretty extreme way to get what you want.
So what about when one slow loris wants another slow loris's bippity-boppity-bean-boozy?
What?
Because I'm seeing another slow loris creeping in on the first one we saw, and he's got his eyes on that toy.
Ooh, you thought that argument back home between Grandma G-Force and Thomas Fingerling was bad? Wait till you see what happens when these two go at it.
Okay, well, the first little loris is raising his cute little arms above his cute little head.
Yeah, and watch what he does next.
Okay, with his arms above his head, he's now licking his cute little armpits?
Well, it might look like he's just licking his cute little armpits, but what he's really doing is licking his cute little venomous oil-secreting glands on his upper arms.
And now he seems to be licking his cute little teeth.
Oh, yeah. He's coating those razor-sharp fangs or canine teeth with fresh venom.
I can't look.
Guy Raz, he's about to...
Ah, Reggie, get us out of here!
What? Oh, what?
And here we go!
Phew. What was that all about, Guy Raz? Just about to see what happens next.
Oh, I think we both know what was going to happen next.
Nope, no idea. And now I guess I'll never know how two venomous mammals solve a fight. Plus, I'm down one boo-boo beanie bopper, and that was a rare one, too.
Well, if you want to watch some non-venomous mammals solve an argument, I think I found a couple of interesting human species for you to study.
Fingerling, you're so clever. You put airbags on your computer in case it crashes.
Well, that's true. My computer hasn't crashed since 1988.
Oh!
And G-Force, you're so spicy, you make jalapenos cry.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe you should take the boo-boo beanie bopper, G-Force.
No, you take the boo-boo beanie bopper.
No.
Hey, it looks like my argument mediation from earlier worked. Sort of.
You take it.
You take it.
No, you take it.
I don't want it.
I'm giving it to you. It's yours.
No, you take the boo-boo beanie bopper.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
This message for parents comes from Storytime with Josh and Blue, Nickelodeon's official Blue's Clues and You podcast. Grown-ups and kids can join Josh and Blue on more adventures. In each episode, Josh helps Blue settle down by reading her a story. You'll hear Josh having lots of fun, doing tons of silly voices, all leading to the grand finale, a restful snooze for a dog named Blue. Binge all 10 episodes of Storytime with Josh and Blue wherever you get your podcasts. And catch Blue's Clues and You on Nickelodeon.
This message for parents comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc. Teladoc is here for you with 24/7 access to board-certified doctors who can diagnose and treat non-emergency conditions like sinus infections, allergies, rashes, and more. And Teladoc's doctors can, where authorized, call in a prescription to be filled at the pharmacy of your choice. Download the app today or visit teladoc.com/NPR.
If you need a break from the news, Pop Culture Happy Hour now has you covered 5 days a week. We're here to help you find new TV shows, movies, music, books, and video games to keep you company in these difficult times. Listen now to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
That's it. Back to the show.
What in the world?
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Callie from Highland, and my wow in my world is that sharks have been on Earth longer than any tree. Say hi to Reggie and Dennis for me.
Hi!
Don't forget Grandma G-Force.
Aw, isn't that nice?
Bye!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Zelda. I live in Brooklyn, New York. And my wow in the world is that if you fell into a black hole, you'd get stretched out like spaghetti. Say hi to Reggie for me. And Grandma G-Force.
Oh, snap!
Bye!
Hi, I'm Oliver, and I live in Lethbridge, Alberta. And my wow in the world is that some killer whales eat great white sharks.
I'm Betsy, and I'm from North Vancouver, Canada. And my wow in the world is that giant spider crabs can live for longer than humans.
I'm Indian Guy Raz. My name is Mauricio, and I live in Austin, Texas. And my wow in the world is that people in the Netherlands used to be obsessed with tulips, and some tulips even cost more than a whole house. Isn't that bonkerballs? Also, say hi to Reggie for me.
Hi, we're Harrison and Liam, and we live in Washington, D.C. And our wow is that if you're on the moon and drop a hammer and the feather, they'll both land on the same time. Bye.
I'm Cynthia from San Antonio, Texas. My wow of the week is why leaves change color. In the fall, leaves lose chlorophyll, which is a chemical that makes leaves green. Since they lose this chemical, they lose their green color as well.
Hi, Mindy and Guy. My name's Mac, and I'm 6 years old. I live in New Jersey, and my wow is that the naked mole rat is the longest living rodent. It can live up to 32 years. Say hi to everybody.
Howdy.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here, fingerling. Get.
Bye. Love your show.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to Wow in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
How do we reinvent ourselves? And what's the secret to living longer? I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Each week on NPR's TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey with TED speakers to seek a deeper understanding of the world and to figure out new ways to think and create. Listen now.